ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम आप्यायन्तु मांगानी वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्तु निराकरणं मे अस्तु। तदात्मनिरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सामवेदीये केनोपनिषदि द्वितीयः खण्डे प्रथमः मन्त्रः। यदि मन्यसे सुवेदेति दहरमेवापि नूनम् त्वम् वेत्थ ब्रह्मणो रूपम् यदस्य त्वम् यदस्य च देवेषु। अथ नु मीमांस्यमेव ते मन्ये विदितम्। You're saying this Bhashyam portion where Acharya is saying, Shankaracharya is saying, the reason for teacher wanting to test the student's understanding. So students in a class are of different types. The difference is not in their nature. Essentially, all students are equally one. But where this inequality comes, the students differ in their upadhis. You know, upadhis different are also, upadhis are different also, there's no difference. But differ in their mental dispositions. So mental disposition in terms of mental preparedness. One has one's own natural defects. Today I'll be getting the notes today of this mantra. So natural defects. What is a natural defect for everybody mostly? The lack of adequate mental preparedness. Person may not have this difference in sadhana chatushtya sampati, this difference in mental purification, mental steadiness, etc. Because of this difference in mental disposition, all the students, even though they are taught by one and the same teacher, still they differ in their understanding of the same teaching, because the difference in the understanding capacity, because the difference in their mental disposition, mental preparedness, mental purification, mental steadiness, etc. So Acharya says, we saw in the previous class, some students may understand, some may not understand, some understand exactly what is taught, some understand a little differently, some don't understand at all. This is very natural. It is common seen in the world. And to explain this, Acharya gave an example of Virochana and Indra. Virochana and Indra both were leaders, kings of their own people. Virochana, grandsons of the same Brahma, father actually, same grandfather. So Virochana was king of Asuras, Indra was king of Devas. They both were taught, I think Esther also mentioned this, and So, but the understanding was different. I explained this, how Brahma said to them that, first Brahma talked about highly of the self-knowledge. The benefit of self-knowledge Brahma talked about. So having heard the benefit of Atma-jnanam, both Virochana and Indra really became inclined when they wanted to know Brahma, Brahman, Atma. So when they requested Brahmaji to teach them, I mean, he also taught, because a certain way how it should be taught, not directly it can't be taught. So he said, the person obtains in the I is Atma. So Brahmaji, when Brahma, otherwise known as Prajapati, said, the one who obtains the Purusha, the person obtains in the I is Atma, and he said that. What he meant was, he meant the seer, the perceiver, the one and the same perceiver, obtaining in all the sense powers, who sees through them, is Atma. But they thought, what is seen, what obtains in the seeing power is the seen image. They mistake the seen image for the Atma. And they also, they had a doubt. If seen image is the Atma, so where is the reflection of the seen image? Is the Atma. That is what they took it, the meaning. That is the meaning they took. Then they went and asked him, there is reflection of the image is seen on the mirror. Reflection of the image is seen also in the water. So which of the reflections of the image is Atma? He said, reflection of one's own self, reflection of the one's own self is the Atma. So he said to them, reflection of their own selves is the Atma. And he also told them to go and see their own selves in water. They both went and saw their reflections in the water. But even then, and he also told them to see in the water without any ornamentation and with ornamentation. They saw and came, but they did not come back to him. Virochana thought he understood, oh, reflection of the image seen in the water is the Atma. This is what he is understanding. He went away. But somehow, Indra also went away first. But he came back again and again and again. At last, fourth time also, he was asked to spend another 32 years more and 5 years of Gurukula Vasam, or 101 years. At last, this Indra understood why. And Purocha never came back. He didn't understand at all, but he thought he understood. That's another problem, isn't it? Not understanding, also thinking that he understood. He never came back. So, Shankaracharya quotes this episode from Upanishad just to tell how it is natural for students of different mental dispositions to differ in their understanding capacity. Okay. All that we saw, yesterday's important lesson, what he said. We move on to the next part. See, Brahmanaha Rupam, the form of Brahman. The form of Brahman means not leave alone the physical forms. Please be very careful. Now, even if the student missed, not the physical form is taken here, but even the subtle manifestation of knowledge. Knowledge is taken to be Brahma. Which knowledge? Recognizable knowledge is taken to be Brahma. Because recognizable knowledge is looked upon as Ishvara. So non-recognizable reality non-recognizable is Brahma. The pure is Brahma. But recognizable is what? Manifest. Reality manifest is recognizable. Unmanifested is non-recognizable. The pure reality is non-recognizable. The manifested reality is recognizable. The manifested reality is recognized in terms of its nature of knowing. In the form of manifested reality is known in the form of knowledge. So knowledge of self-existence, knowledge of the existence of the world, and knowledge of anything of the world, any knowledge of any object of the world is all knowledge, reality manifested in the form of recognizable knowledge, okay, in living beings, even living in human beings. There's also knowledge manifested in the samashti upadhi. So knowledge manifested in the beings of higher order, knowledge manifested in the highest being, Brahma, on all the living beings, Brahma onwards up to the end, there is manifestation of knowledge, manifestation of consciousness. So the manifestations are countless. In an ant, living being, there's manifestation of knowledge. In a plant, there's manifestation of knowledge. In a human being, there's manifestation of knowledge. So also in devas of different upadhis, manifestations of knowledge, there's manifestation of knowledge. Like this, in all living beings of different category, there's manifestation of knowledge. So the differentiation of these living beings, it's also is based on the difference in the upadhis, all living beings. Of course, in non-living things, we have another set of, okay, material objects, which are non-living things, inanimate things. In inanimate things, there's no manifestation of knowledge. So reality is all pervasive, reality is very much there, but non-recognizable. But reality is recognizable in all living beings because there is sukshma is there, subtle body is there. Therefore, manifestation of knowledge is there. And that which is manifested as knowledge, that which obtains in the form of the manifested knowledge is Ishvara. So Ishvara is a title given to the recognizable manifested knowledge, which is indivisibly, uniformly experienceable in all the living creatures, in the form of knowledge. Recognizable knowledge is Ishvara. That Ishvara alone is, you know, worshipped. The Ishvara is revered and worshipped. The Ishvara knowledge back in the order, everything is worshipped as Ishvara. Because that is what is available for recognition. Therefore, here, Acharya says, the Acharya means the Upanishad Acharya says, not Shankaracharya. Upanishad Acharya says, of course, based on what Upanishad Acharya says, the Shankaracharya also says here. So, yet Deveshu, and yet Brahmanaha Rupam Asya Asti. Yet Brahmanaha Rupam Asti, that form of Brahman which obtains there, that form of Brahman which obtains in all the devas, even that also, the Brahmeva, Dharameva, that is also is finite, that's also limited, that's also inferior. Dharameva. Because it is recognizable, you can't take it as ultimate. But what is Brahman then? That because of the presence of which this knowledge rises, the source of the manifestation can be arrived at as the Swarupam of I. In terms of its nature of pure consciousness, but which from the standpoint of the reality itself, even you can't say reality is consciousness, reality is Satyam, reality is Brahma, reality is Atma, nothing. Nothing can be said. So Atma, Brahma, Satyam, Antam, Jnanam, all these words are used by the Shastram to reveal the Atma, only to distinguish the Atma from the Anatma, and to negate to arrive at what Atma is not, all these words are used. The standpoint of Brahman, no word can be used. That is why it is very abstract, subtlest, and formless and attributeless. So, one should not mistake the manifestation, because Ishvara is also amazing, great. Because that's a form. Manifest is recognizable form of knowledge, Ishvara, Bhagavan, the truth. So even that is not Brahma. So, we saw yesterday, Vidvasta Sarvopadhi Visesham. Vidvasta Sarvopadhi Visesham. Shantam, Anantam, Ekam, Advaitam, Bhumakhyam, Nityam Brahma. Na Tat Suvedyam. That Brahman cannot be understood easily. That is not an object which can be understood easily. Na Suvedyam. Because this Brahman is, Brahman, this absolute reality, Brahman known as Bhuma, is eternal truth. It is non-dual, limitless, one reality, tranquil. It is free from all upadis. So not sopadhikam. So sopadhikam Brahman is Ishvaraha. Sopadhikam Brahman means what? The reality available for recognition, obtaining in the form of manifested knowledge in the manifesting medium. Like for the human mind available for recognition, and also in other, the upadis of higher order, it is there available, not for us, for other, okay? That is, reality is available. That is, sopadikam brahma, savisesham brahma. So the manifest knowledge is savisesham brahma, sopadikam brahma, which is sagunam brahma. Okay, three words I'm using. Sopadikam brahma, savisesham brahma, sagunam brahma. Means what? Ishvara. Who is Ishvara? The recognizable, the reality recognizable in the form of manifested knowledge obtaining in the respective manifesting medium. And which is also formless. And even for that Ishvara, that is why that man, the difference is only in the upadis. There's no difference. And the manifestations also, there is difference because of the difference in the upadis. But the source of manifestation is absolutely one, secondless and non-dual. From the standpoint that the source of manifestation, there's no non-difference. That source is Brahma, which alone should be claimed as the truth of I. Is it clear? Therefore, now we'll go to the last paragraph. Yataha evam athanu. Yatha evam, as I said, because of this reason. Atha then, definitely, tasmat, therefore. Manye, I think, adhyapi mimamsyam. Even now, if at all you say, you understood well, even now, what did the student say? Manye viditam. He said, I think reality Brahman is known to me. He did not say, I know well. Instead of giving the answer in active voice sentence, his answer was given in passive voice sentence. I think it is, Brahman is known to me. So he says, even adhyapi, even now, mimamsyam vicharyam eva te Brahma, means tava Brahma. The Brahman, which you think as Brahman, should be really inquired into. Okay, evam, then what happened? Evam, today's class. Okay, until now what I was saying was something different. Evam, in this manner, acharyoktaha sishyaha. The sishya, the disciple who was instructed thus by the teacher, ekante upavishtaha, very serious, disciplined student. Ekante upavishtaha, sat all alone by himself. But if a person goes and sits all alone by himself, okay, in a secluded place, it is not possible for a person to sit in a secluded place unless the person is really a person who has withdrawn his attention, who has focused attention, who has distraction-free attention. So Acharya says, samahitaha san, that's the qualification, okay? Definitely, samahitaha san, being a person of withdrawn attention, focused single point attention, as the one who was sitting all alone by himself, what did he do? Yathoktam acharyena agamam. Yathoktam agamam. So, agama here means the Vedanta Shastra. Yathoktam agamam. The teaching of the Shastram. Agam here is the Shastram. Yathoktam, as exactly the teaching of the Shastram, as exactly given by the teacher, arthataha vicharya. Arthataha, carefully inquiring into the nature of the reality, also making use of logic. So first he understands as exactly unfolded by the teacher. Then, carefully, atataha vicharya, having inquired into it, tarkataha cha nirdharya, very beautiful, tarkataha ta nirdharya. So, having inquired into the nature of the reality as unfolded by the teacher, in keeping with the Shastram, tarkataha cha nirdharya. And also, logically also, nirdharya, having ascertained the same teaching. Swanubhavam kritva. This is why we'll be very careful. Puja Swami will never accept it as a self-experience. Swanubhavam kritva. Having recognized the truth as the very swarupam of the knower, available in every experience. Sva-anubhavam kritva. So how was the self experienced? Having made, what does it mean? Swanubhavam kritva means, having made the experience. No, how it should be understood? Swanubhavam kritva means, having done the recognition of the Brahman as the Swarupam of the knower, invariably present in all the variable experiences. Swanubhavam kritva. Acharyam upasangamya. And having ascertained it, acharyam upasangamya, having gone near the teacher, having approached the teacher, uvacha, the student said, manye aham atha, I think now, Brahma viditam, absolute reality, Brahman is known to me. Got it? Be very careful. Swanubhavam kritva, having experienced what? Some people say, even phonology says, having experienced personally. Whether that literally it is correct, but it may cause confusion. Puja Swami, only such places Swamiji's, well, we need Swamiji's unfoldment. Having recognized. Why recognition? Because you can never recognize reality as pure reality. Recognize the reality only through its manifestation. And the manifestation is, recognition of manifestation of reality is possible only along with the manifesting medium. So in the mind is the manifesting medium. And we know mind is constituted of countless number of thoughts and cognitions. So in every subtle object in the form of thought is experienced, known, and there is, even in every cognition, in every perception, there is, every cognition is a vritti, jnanam, every perception is also vritti. In all the inexplicably subtle thoughts which keep on arriving and going, and those cognitions are different. Cognitions, the thoughts are thoughts pertaining to objects are different. The objects are different. The thoughts pertaining to the objects are different. So they arise and keep moving. There's a constant, continuous flow of thoughts pertaining to various objects. Very quickly, in tomorrow's class, I'm going to talk to you about the process of knowing, very important and beautiful topic. very important. So let me make it very clear. If I give a gross example, whenever any opaque thing is experienced, along with the opaque things experienced are many, different, varied. In all the experience, various experiences of varied opaque things, which are illumined. So in all the illumined, varied, opaque things, when opaque things are perceived, what is invariably, inevitably perceived is the illuminator light. Experience of any opaque thing, any illumined opaque thing is experience of the illuminator light also. The illuminator light is one and the same, invariably present in all the variable illumined opaque things. And what we are experiencing is actually reflection of the light. Reflection of the light. But if the object is, opaque thing is not there, that reflected light is nothing but pure light. Understand? Which is the swarupam of the knower. The swarupam of the illuminator. In the same way here also, it's an external object, a gross example. In fact, a person goes and sits in solitude, all by himself, withdraws attention from everywhere. The whole world disappears. He just sees his own thoughts, but not without the help of the Shastram. This is what people say, meditate, meditate. That's why very important is what? Yathoktam acharyena yathoktam, as exactly unfolded by the teacher, how this abstract reality is available for recognition as a swarupam of the experiencer knower. And having cognitively distinguishing, discerning the abstract reality in all the variable thoughts, cognitions. And also, having ascertained it logically also, this person takes ownership of abstract, formless, one, non-dual reality, which is adequate in terms of its nature of consciousness, pure consciousness, as the meaning of the word aham. So, aham brahma asmi. I cannot be placed anywhere. So he comes to the teacher and tells, manye viditam. I think Brahman is known to me. Okay, with this, first mantra is over. Is it all right? We'll go to the second mantra. Okay, now comes real hero of the Upanishad, the brilliant student. Of course, the previous mantra we saw, and his brilliance is understood in this verse. That is why Pujya Swamiji used to say, this is a paradoxical mantra. one of the paradoxical mantras of the Upanishad. Katham iti shrunu, how Brahman is known to me. The student tells now, how Brahman is known to me. Second mantra. Okay, before going to second mantra, is it clear what has been said until now? Huh? Okay.
So many have one question.
Yeah.
In the Sringari text, it is used the word dabram and not daharam always continuously, even in the Bhashyam.
See, dabram and daharam are synonyms like.
Synonyms, okay.
Okay. Dabram also is used. Dabram is synonym. So dabram and daharam mean inferior, limited, finite, small, too small. That's the meaning. Same meaning. Actually, if you see some books, they just keep written only with the word daharam. They don't take up dabram. But some people, they use it. Thank God. Even though, even now, recently I understood the thing, when people, when the acharyas, this biography, Shankarabhagavata biography, written by many people, completely they differ. But 10 books are available, but of the 10, 5 are not considered to be really good source of information. And 5 were available. After 5 also, because Vidyaranya Swami has written it, it is taken to be accepted. Okay? But even then, a lot of questions will come to you if you read it. Many questions will come. It's available. I can send you a copy of, one single copy of Ramakrishnamurti publication to all of you. When you have time, you can read, use it as a light reading. But beautiful contents are there. But Vidyaranya Swami has written the whole biography of Acharya in verse form. That's why it is called, you know, it's biographical poetry, presenting a lot of philosophical facts also, of all philosophical facts by Shankaracharya. But if you say, there's a big difference between what people say. Luckily, Bhashyams on Upanishads, Bhashyams on Bhagavad Gita, Bhashyam on Prasthanatraya, at least, no? Brahma Sutrani. There not no difference. Understand? They are the authentic proof that Acharya lived in this world, isn't it? His work. So, in spite of that, one or two words like this, you can see Dabram Daharam. Somewhere, so now we read so many Bhashyam, we have been reading. We don't find big difference, isn't it? Like, occasionally come across one or two differences like that. But these two words mean the same. There's not big difference. Katham Brahman is known to me. How is Brahman known? Listen. Iti, the student says. Naham manye suvedet. I request you to all to memorize the mantras, okay? How you memorized Ganag, Atharvasisha, other mantras, you can memorize them. Naham manye suvede. Not you should memorize. Nice to memorize. If possible, you can memorize. Naham manye suvedeti. Nona vedeti vedacha. Naham manye suvedeti. Nona vedeti vedacha. Yo nastadveda tadveda, no navedeti vedacha, yo nastadveda tadveda, no navedeti vedacha. Naham manye suvedeti. No navedeti vedacha, yo nastadveda tadveda, no navedeti vedacha. Na aham. We break it. Na aham manye suveda iti. The sentence number one. What he says, aham na manye. I do not. Na aham manye. We break it. I do not think I know Brahman well. Aham Brahma Suveda iti aham na manye. What did he say first? Brahman is known to me. Now he says, I do not think I know Brahman well. But he says, the teacher should not mistake him. Oh my God, he doesn't know Brahman. He has not understood Brahman. The teacher should not think. Therefore, immediately he says, no na veda iti vedacha. Na veda iti na. No na, you break it, na, na veda iti. No, na veda, it is not that I do not know. It is not I do not know. Veda cha, nor I know. It is not that I do not know. It is not that I know. Very, it's good. Very intelligent answer. It is not that I do not know. It is not that I know. Na veda iti na. Na veda iti na means what? It is not that I do not know. Na veda cha means what? It is not that I know. When he says, what does it mean? It is not that I do not know. I do not think I know Brahman, right? Well, nor do I think it is not known to me. It is not that I do not know means what? It is not unknown. Listen now. It is not unknown. The same time, Vedacha. I know. And what it means, I know means, I do not know. What does the student say here? We'll come to this. Little, know the word literally. Yaha naha tad veda. So naha means of all of us students, yaha tadveda. Naha means asmasu, among all of us, asmakam, of all of us, among us. Yaha tadveda. Tadveda means the one who knows that. One who knows what is said now, okay? One who knows that. Tadveda. He knows Brahman. He knows that Brahman. Known Vedeti Vedacha. Na Vedaiti Vedacha. Known Vedeti Vedacha. And not the one. Not that it is not known. Not that it is known. Not that it is not known. Not that it is known. Don't think Brahman is not known. And Brahman is not the known. Brahman is not unknown. It is known. At the same time, Brahman is not the known. Brahman is not the known. not the, not an object of knowledge. Brahman is not the known, means Brahman is not the object of knowledge. The Brahman which is not an object of knowledge is not unknown. I mean, it is known. That's the meaning. So, yaha naha tadveda, naha among all of us, who understands this? That person knows Brahman. So, na nona vedeti vedacha. Not that Brahman is not known, nor that it is known. If little, if you say, you will go mad, okay? What is this known, unknown, not known? Let me make it very clear. The teacher says, I do not think, I mean, or consider, I know Brahman. This is first sentence, okay? I do not think, or consider, I know Brahman. I do not think, I do not know Brahman. First, okay, I don't think I know Brahman. I do not think I do not know Brahman. First is, I don't think I know Brahman. I don't think I do not know Brahman. Got it? What does it mean? It means Brahman does not come under the category of the known or the unknown. This is the meaning, okay? Brahman is neither the known nor the unknown. So he gives a beautiful answer. Brahman is not something which is knowable. Brahman is not something knowable which can come under the category of the known or the unknown. The knowable is an object. Brahman is not an object of knowledge. Brahman is not an object of knowledge. Brahman is not the knowable. Brahman is neither the known nor the unknown. Brahman is not the knowable at all. This is the meaning. Is it clear now? Na aham manye suveda iti. Means what? I do not think I know Brahman. When he says, I do not think Brahman is known object. Okay? Nona vedeti vedacha. I do not think, I do not know Brahman. Suveda iti namanye, na veda iti namanye. Is it clear now? So I do not think, I do not know Brahman. What does it mean? I don't think I do not know Brahman means Brahman is not an unknown object. So Brahman is neither the known object, nor is it an unknown object. Brahman is not at all knowable. Brahman is not an object. Which means Brahman is something which does not come under the category of the knowable. Okay, then what he says next? I know Brahman as something. What he says? What first? What does the first sentence mean now? I know Vedacha. Na aham manye suveda iti. I don't think I know Brahman very well. Where he rejects what? Brahman is not an object of knowledge. Known. Brahman is not something which comes under the category of the known. Na nona veda iti manye. I do not think I do not know Brahman. Understand? Nona veda. I do not know where Brahman means. For me, Brahman is not an object, unknown object also. But Vedacha, how do I know it? When he says the first two sentences, it makes it very clear. For me, Brahman is not an object knowable at all. So Brahman is something which is other than the knowable, known and the unknown. What is something other than the knowable? Unknowable. What is unknowable? Unknowable is the knower. Understand? Got it? Unknowable is the knower. Therefore, he says, so I understand, I know, I do understand Brahman as something other than the known and the unknown, which means other than the knowable, which means other than knowable is unknowable, unknowable is the knower, the subject of knowledge. Which means I understand Brahman as the knower. Which means I am the knower. Therefore, I understand Brahman as myself. Got it? You must come all interesting. Every sentence is important here. Don't worry. I'll explain to every word again. But I want to understand the content. What is it? Na ham manne suvedaiti. Na vedaiti manye. I don't think Brahman. I know Brahman. I do not know Brahman. Vedacha. I know. How do I know? The Brahman is something other than the knowable. What is other than the knowable is unknowable. Unknowable is the knower. I am the knower. Knower is Brahman. Therefore, I the knower am Brahma. Which means I claim Brahman as myself. I take ownership of Brahman as myself. So, the student gives his answer with all boldness, with all confidence. There's no fear because clarity is there. And he says, Naha. Naha means asmasu, among all the sishyas here, students here. Yaha tadveda. Tad means what? Whoever understands this reply of mine. Who understands my reply. Yaha tadveda means the student whoever understands my reply. Ya naha yaha tadveda. Who among us who understands my reply? Tadveda. He knows that Brahman. He says, who in the class, among all of our students, whoever has understood my reply to you also, reply knows Brahman. Which means, have understood the teaching also very well. Yaha naha tadveda tadveda. Okay, first, you know, vedacha. Nona vedeti vedacha. What is the student, he says, when you say vedacha, veda means knows, isn't it? I know, that's the meaning. So here, we have to see three meanings here. So I do, please understand, Vedacha means I do understand Brahman as something which is distinct from other than the known and the unknown. I understand Brahman as the very knower. And I understand Brahman as myself. So Vedacha means what? Vedacha means what? This conveys these meanings. I know Brahman. I do understand Brahman, know Brahman, as something other than the known and the unknown. I understand Brahman as the unknowable knower. And I understand Brahman as myself. Okay? This is the meaning of the words Vedacha. Suveda iti aham na manye. Better write a proper postulator. I'll send you the postulator anyway. Suveda iti aham na manye. I do not think I know Brahman well. Okay. And he says, what he means is, Brahman is not the known. No na veda iti. Na aham. No na veda iti. I don't think. I do not know Brahman. I do not think I know Brahman. I know Brahman. I do not think I do not know Brahman. Which means Brahman is not the known object or the unknown object. But Vedacha, but I do know Brahman. How I do know Brahman? How do I know Brahman? I do know Brahman as the unknowable knower. I do not know Brahman as the knowable, known or the unknown. Simple thing, is it? This is the answer given. And now among all of us, whoever understands my answer, that person knows Brahman. Known Vedeti. It is not that it is not known, nor that it is known. Nona Veda iti Vedacha. Understand? He repeats that sentence again, last sentence. See, I just touched the second verse. I just touched it. With proper unfoldment, we'll do it tomorrow. It's all right? Okay. The first mantra is clear, isn't it? Yeah. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.